This is nobody who made any kind of to me in my naivete, so I put it down and I hung it.
My name is Paul. Have I done something? Who do you say? I have no recollection. Did I? A rich man. Yes, I remember. We don't see rich people here anymore. There isn't even enough room for the poor. Just too many. Far too many. But my memory's eroded. Chiefly, I assign space to people who need space. Do you need some space? Are you sure he's dead? Really dead? Come back tomorrow. I'm very tired.
There are experts in little things. But there are no experts in big things.
There should be a requiem mass.
There are experts
no
in
room.
This fact and that fact and
should
that
I make
fact.
Room?
But there are no moral experts.
I can't help you. Forgive me.
All of us, whatever we do, have the right to make moral decisions about the world, undeterred
all
by
true.
The cries that will come up. Oh, you don't know. You're not an expert. These people up there, they know. Well, it takes only a little bit of history to realize how dangerous it is to think that the people who run the country know what they're doing. Governments lie. Very important to remember. Governments lie. I mean, not just the American government. Governments in general lie. And when I say all governments lie, that may sound like an anarchist statement. The anarchists have something there. Yeah. They're right to be skeptical and suspicious of people who hold governmental power, because the tendency of people who hold governmental power is to lie in order to maintain that power. My kind of loyalty was loyalty to one's country, not to its institutions or its office holders. A country is the real thing, the substantial thing, the eternal thing. It is a thing to watch over and care for and be loyal to. Its institutions are extraneous. They're its mere clothing. And clothing can wear out, become ragged, cease to be comfortable, cease to protect the body from winter, disease, and death. To be loyal to rags, to shout for rags, to worship rags, to die for rags, that is the loyalty of unreason.
It is a very pleasant idea to slaves and beggars. It gives them protection.
Get up. Teach this man the difference between a lord and a slave.
What's the matter, Dr. Tick-Tock?
Whip him! Whip him! Whip him!
like acid always burning in my brain that the stupid butchering of the last war taught men nothing at all. That they sank back listlessly on the warm manure pile of the dead and went to sleep, indifferently bestowing custody of their future, their fate, into the hands of state departments, whose members are trained to be conspirators, card sharps, double-crossers, and secret betrayers of their own people. Into the hands of greedy capitalist ruling classes, so stupid they could not even see when their own greed began devouring itself. In the hands of that most debased type of pimp, the politician, and that most craven of all lice and job worshippers, the bureaucrats.
He didn't answer prayers. He got off on that any minute, and he was supposed to be.
Have you finished with him?
What he did, okay? You know, this is nobody who made any kind of sense.
You could swear the slave was preaching.
You mean we're going to leave the business of the most important issues in the world to the people who run the country? I mean, how stupid can you be?